You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall. Remember, we're here every Saturday between 8 and 10 a.m. And I can tell you I'm officially excited because we have lots of people in the studio and I can see a banjo and I can see a ukulele, I can see a guitar and I can see a mandolin. So I am in heaven, and the reason I keep mentioning that is because a certain individual known as Oliver Rockside on CFIU makes fun of my interest in everything folky and particularly things like the banjo, because we all know we need to free the banjos. There isn't enough in the world. But the Funky Mamas are coming up, and I am so excited about that. But before I get that, I got to calm down and remind you that tonight at Dublin Street United Church, you can catch Matthew Barber and Justin Rutledge in concert. I think it's a show at 8 p.m., but you better check Royal City Rag for that. Or you can check out on Facebook, because I know there's an event listing for that, but it promises to be a wonderful show. And we listened to a little bit of Justin Rutledge and Matthew Barber. Justin Rutledge from the album No, Never Alone, and You're Never Alone with Royal City Rag on a Saturday morning. We listened to Sleeveless in Vancouver, and I mentioned before, whatever you do, do not go out sleeveless today. It is chilly, okay? It's chilly in Guelph today. It's only going to get up to, I think, 8 degrees today. After that, Matthew Barber from his wonderful folky old-time album, The Songs of the Haunted Hillbilly. And I think my inner hillbilly is coming out this morning on CFRU. That was Matthew Barber with Otherworldly Artistry, which is what I like to think I do. I don't think the Funky Mamas do that. But they're going to kick off with something from their wonderful new album, which is entitled Picking in the Garden. They will be at the Ignatius Jesuit Center this coming weekend, October the 20th, for two shows, one at 1 p.m., the other at 3:30 p.m. Check out royalcityrag.com. We've got links to all that, but it promises to be a fabulous show. And not only is it a fabulous show, but there is a great deal for families. I know they would like you to pay what you can, but it's basically $3 each or whatever you can afford. Beyond that, and $10 per family, but they would love everybody who comes to take home a CD. And having managed to get my hot little hands on this CD in the last day or so, I can tell you it is wonderful. It has so many guest performers on it, they actually thought they were going to have to make the cover bigger. It was going to be like the size of an LP. So it is absolutely wonderful. Anyway, you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is the Funky Mamas, live on Royal City Rag.
Skip the loo, skip the loo, skip the loo, skip in my garden. Peas and the people I think about too.
was the Funky Mamas live on Royal City Rag this morning. Wonderful song, Picking in the Garden, the title track from their latest CD. I'm in heaven. I mean, it's funny because my inner child is coming out, but this is not just music for kids. That's what I keep telling people. It's like the Funky Mamas are really good musicians. They're great fun to be around, and they put on great shows. And I'm going to have you guys slide closer to microphones. They're just going to get in, so we're going to have a little chat. We have with us this morning Mama Georgia, Mama Tanis, Mama Chantal and Mama Kate. And as I mentioned before, we have a mandolin, a guitar, a ukulele and a banjo. And I love banjos. You know, I went to a folk festival this summer and I was so mortified. It was like real folk festival. There wasn't one banjo.
Oh, wow.
And I kept going around saying, okay, is there like a moratorium on banjos? What is the story here? I was actually getting the artistic director quite concerned that there was some sort of conspiracy going on. But it's great to have you guys with us today.
Thanks for having us.
No, that's great. If I can get you guys, do you want to just lift those headphones off that?
All right.
Yeah. So if you guys want to just sidle up a little bit closer. So how's things going? You must be pretty excited with the CD release taking place next week.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
We're really excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we just all got our colds out this week, so that's
well, good. I didn't.
You didn't yet. Uh-oh. Maybe we shouldn't be sharing a mic.
You know, I did actually get a text message during that song asking when the vinyl version of Picking in the Garden is coming out. So there was somebody out there who evidently liked the idea of a 12-inch version of the CD. Okay. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, that might be coming down the pipe then. We'll see.
But tell us about the new CD. It's, you know, when I picked it up, the first thing that struck me is, well, not you've got great graphics. And are they Eve Geisler dolls?
Eve Geisler dolls.
And it's Eve's Little Earthlings. If you've not seen them, check them out on the internet. But they're way, way cool. And that's you guys, right?
That's us. Yeah, she recreated us in miniature form. And those dolls have actually been across Canada already. Touring with us. So, yeah, it's fun to have little dolls.
So Eve Geisler's little dolls are on the front. I know somebody who is wanting their own version because they've seen the Sue Richards version and now they've seen the Funky Mamas version. It's like, I want my version.
Yeah,
I want to be
right. Well worth it.
Yeah, no, that's great. But that's the album is wonderful. We started off with Picking in the Garden. We're going to play again in a moment. The thing that strikes me about the CD is you can tell that this is, I was going to say, you can tell, I mean, you open it up and you can feel the love that's in here. Aww. I mean, the love for community, the love for the earth, yay, the love for families and everything. It really comes through. I love the packaging, which I think is awesome and very environmentally friendly,
it
I would
is.
Imagine.
We
is that right?
We made that decision. Yep, it's all degradable, biodegradable.
No plastic.
Yeah. Even the CD, we have to buy one every year. No, no.
Yeah, to burn the CD out in your car, you got to buy one every year. Yeah. Some families do.
And then I was looking at the list of friends that are on this, and there are lots of different people from the local community and the extended local community on there. Tell us a little bit about why you chose to have so many people involved this time.
Well, but it was always our dream that our next CD would be that we would include all our friends, because there are so many friends.
So many talented musicians.
So many, yeah.
Yeah, talented musicians.
And Brad, the storyteller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've worked with before and kind of helped each other in the musical kids entertainment kind of activities and community.
That's right. There are two Brad Wood stories on here. Brad's no stranger to this show. He's been on quite a few times, and hopefully we'll get him on before the end of the year again. But I love that. And then do I call him Papa Richard as well?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that what he gets called?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Because he's involved quite a bit, right?
Yes. Yeah. He plays a lot. He recorded it all. He produced it mostly for us. So, he's been our backbone, I would say.
And this, as you mentioned, is the third CD.
That's right.
And you also mentioned, I think a little earlier, you were out in BC on tour this summer. And you do a lot of festivals, because I think there was several festivals I was at, not just the local ones that you were at this summer. How many festivals do you actually get to during a summer?
Oh, well, from year to year, it's different. But we've had the pleasure of playing a lot of the folk festivals in Ontario and other city-run festivals, and really love to be part of that. I think that's, you know, one of our favorite live performance type events that we like to do. So, and in other provinces as well. It's it's a real treat for us. And to be able to play with other musicians. So I was thinking about, why do we have so many musicians on the CD. A lot of these, almost all of them, we have played in some other place, at a kitchen jam, at a party, on stage, wherever. So it was so nice to bring them into the studio with us and share music with them in that way too, something that could be put down and listened to over and over again.
And sharing the music is a really important part of this. I mean, the words kitchen jam, I think, are wonderful words to indicate that sharing of the gift of music and sharing it with as many people as possible. And it gets back to what I started saying. I mean, yeah, you could say this is a music for kids, but it really is much more than that. Mm. I mean, it's music for the big kid and all of us. But it's great musicianship, and it is very, very folky. And I mean, you sing in French, you sing in English, but you really try and push the boundaries of what would be regarded as appropriate for the genre. Is that right? Chantal looks as though she's dying to say something.
I think so. I think what was unique about this and was really fun for us was that we sort of gave people free rein, and we sent them the track once we had put our stuff, and then they just pretty much put on whatever they felt would sound good, and it's sort of like the sum of the parts was greater than, or the whole was greater than the sum of the parts or something, but it just ended up being really, truly collaborative in that sense, which was kind of exciting because we couldn't have dreamed it on our own, so...
Well, what I thought we should do now, because I want you to, I mean, I was having so much fun listening to the banjo, Oliver Rockside. If you're listening, he should be listening.
Do you play the banjo?
No, but I should.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, that would scare them.
At least have an official button. Like
In theory, I'm supposed to be learning the ukulele, but, like everything in my life, I get a little distracted. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to find an instrument with just one string, which I suppose would be a jaw harp or something.
There's the strum stick.
Yeah,
the strum stick. How many strings does it have?
Four. It's three. But it sounds like a banjo.
Well, with my, I unfortunately have ADHD, so anything that would actually, it's tricky for me to get in the moment, but what we're going to do is we're going to play something else. So I'm going to get you to move back into your positions, because they all get really positioned in the corner of the studio. We need video in the studio. I know that's the next thing for the next Raise Your Voice, is video at CFIU, so people can see what's happening on the station.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to suggest is, why don't we play one of the Brad Woods stories, so people can get a feel for that.
Okay. Sure.
Which one would you like?
What song are we going to play next? Because we could play it.
The rooster one, maybe we'll go into.
The rooster one?
Yeah. On the farm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Farm.
Okay, so we'll play This is the Fox and Rooster from Brad Woods, and it's on the wonderful new CD from the Funky Mamas, Picking in the Garden. And remember, they will be launching the CD at the Ignatius Jesuit Center, which is just up beyond Woodlawn on Highway 6. Next Saturday, October the 20th, with two shows at 1 and 3:30 p.m. And it's a great deal, folks. I know I make the mistake sometimes of saying it's only $3, but they would love you to pay whatever you can. But I think if everybody came and took at least one CD home, they would be thrilled.
Yeah.
$3 each, $10 per family.
But open and accessible to anybody that wants to come out to it.
Yeah.
And the emphasis on open and accessible, that's very important. Brad Woods, The Fox and the Rooster. From CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
In Scotland, they tell lots of stories about the fox, the rooster, and the old speckled hen, and how he chases them around, and sometimes he gets his lunch, and sometimes he gets nothing but embarrassed. So early, early, early one morning, fox is waiting outside of the barn, and out comes the rooster, really early, stretching and yawning, sort of rubbing the morning dew from her eyes and from his eyes, and he goes to let out a big, loud cock-a-doodle-doo. But the fox stops him and says, if you tilt your head way back and close your eyes real tight, you can cock-a-doodle-doo twice as loud. Well, the rooster thinks that's fantastic, and so he tilts his head way back, and he closes his eyes real tight. And as soon as his eyes are fully closed, the fox grabs him by the throat with his teeth and starts running out of the barnyard. Well, the farmer's wife saw this whole thing from the kitchen. So she comes running out with her wooden spoon, chasing them, yelling at the fox, saying, "Hey, give him back. That's our rooster." But the fox says, "You mean it was your rooster?" And in doing so, he had to open his mouth. The rooster got out, flew away, and flew up onto the top of the barn. where he tilted his head way back, closed his eyes real tight, and let out his loudest cock-a-doodle-doo ever. And from what I understand, that is why the rooster goes to the top of the barn to cock-a-doodle-doo. Not to wake up everybody on the farm, but just to mock and taunt that sly old fox. Now, all mamas, whether they're funky mamas or...
wearing his pajamas.
Down on the farm.
Where the pumpkins grow.
Back to my barn.
I dare not go.
Or if I do.
My mother might say.
Did you ever see a cow with a green-eyed brow?
Down on the farm.
Did you ever see a duck driving a truck?
Down on the farm.
Where the cucumbers grow.
Back to my barn.
I dare not go.
Or if I do.
My mother might say.
Do you have one?
Do I have a joke? It's a banjo joke. No, it's the Harry Mangs banjo joke. You know, about the guy that comes in and says, oh, something terrible happened. You know, my car was broken into and I had my banjo in it. And everybody says, oh, that's terrible. You must feel really bad about that. And said, yeah, they left three more. That was the Funky Mamas live on Royal City Rag on CFRU. If you've not worked out what you should be doing next Saturday in the afternoon, you really should have now, because I think it's going to be so much fun at the Ignatius Jesuit Center. I'm going to have you guys move close to the microphones again, because with a banjo in the studio, we have to be very careful. Can't get too close to the banjo. No, it's wonderful. I got to stop making banjo jokes. I'm sure there'll be a lot, just a reminder, Beyond the Ballot Boxes, the Gang of Four will be live from Planet Bean tomorrow. We'll be doing a live taping of the Gang of Four. Lots of fun on the radio, as well as a little bit of politics as well. But today we have the Funky Mamas live in the studio. We have Mama Georgia, Mama Tanis, Mama Chantal, and Mama Kate. And it's been a blast. I mean, this is just wonderful. It's great to have you here. What I'd like to do is to talk a little bit about how you got going with the Funky Mamas, because you have a bit of a history as well, haven't you? Where did it start? I mean, was it just did it come out of kitchen jams, come out of people's desire to play? How did things get started in the beginning?
It actually came out of a playgroup that we all hung out with our little ones. So I think my children are the oldest, or I guess one of my kids is the oldest. So he was... how old was he? Five. And then we had a little teeny tiny little one. So it was kind of like our little toddlers were all playing at the church playgroup. It wasn't a church. It was just like a basement church mama taught group. And I brought my guitar and the instruments started to come. And then I had a little show booked at the library. And I said, why am I doing this by myself? Come with me. And that's where it started. We just carried on from there. We're not allowed to play at the library anymore. They have to turn people away, so maybe they'll let us come back.
There's a new downtown library.
Yeah.
Oh, with a wonderful auditorium and everything else in it. That would be great.
So that was 14 years ago, and since then, our kids have grown up together, and we've shared music almost every week together, usually with kids in tow. We were either pregnant or breastfeeding for about 10 years of that. And we created a community for ourselves to raise our families together and to share our music. And and it's really opened a lot of amazing doors for us to experience really wonderful things and tour and meet tons of amazing families and people and children. And
A good chunk of our travel time included our families. So our children are festival kids. They they know the back door scene. They know where to get all the good food and hang out with all the cool people. So it's pretty, they've all got that under their belt now.
My kids ask when I say, do you want to come to that show? Oh, well, you know, are you staying in a hotel? Or what's the after party going to be like?
Perks are.
Yeah, they want to know what the perks are.
Who am I going to meet?
So you obviously starting a band and then raising families at the same time, you know, is a challenge enough. But I think do you also have day jobs as well? Or have you managed to get beyond the day job? Not quite?
No, we're all day jobbers.
We take as much time off our day jobs as we can to do this work, though. I think that, like, for me, this really fills me up and is so energizing, and I love my other work and all my other lives I have as well, but there's something really unique about the Funky Mama experience.
Do you have t-shirts? I'm kind of wondering why there isn't t-shirts. There are t-shirts.
Hand-dyed tie-dyes with the little Funky Mama logo on it.
There are hundreds of t-shirts out and about.
Yeah,
in fact, my daughter, she's in high school now, and she saw a fellow wearing a very worn-out Funky Mama shirt, and she said, why are you wearing that? And he said, oh, well, I used to really like them when I was a little kid. And he's wearing it in high school now. And actually, for the CD release party, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. And it didn't take long for them to be filled up by high school kids who were raised on our music. It's almost like a whole other generation of kids that are now taking our music on, because that whole crop is on their way to university and heading off.
That's right.
So we mentioned you play what I would say is still great folk music. Obviously, that, you know, there is a somewhat a target audience, you know, for, you know, children's music. But I think it's just wonderful, good time, folksy, get on down music, which is kind of interesting when you have Picking in the Garden and Hoedowns and everything else. But there's also a strong environmental theme that comes through in the music. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that and the importance of sharing messages about that.
What about you, Mama G? Got any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it just reflects also our day jobs, because Kate is heavily involved in the local food scene. I think that's sort of where Picking in the Garden was born out of, and also our own personal feelings about the environment and, you know, messages that we want to pass on to children and families, and without being too preachy, but just in a positive way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you talk about the earth a lot. You obviously talk about this whole idea of growing your own food, sustaining community through sharing and that sort of thing. But I think you talk about issues in relation to water and that sort of thing, don't you?
I think what resonates with almost all of our messaging through our music is simplicity and just bringing it back to what's really meaningful. And I think that's why we play music for children and their families, is that's such a amazing, magical time in a human's life that we want to be able to touch. So in all of our messaging around the importance of the environment and Mother Earth and the way that we can respect it and honor it and enjoy it is the message that we want to relay to those very small humans that listen to the music.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to have you play again, because I don't want to miss the opportunity to get as many live songs in here as possible. Do you want me to play the other Brad Woods story while you shift positions? Does that work to do that again?
What about, let's do one of our rockin' tunes.
One of your rockin' tunes.
We have things that we can't do live, because we had all these really neat plugged-in instruments that we don't usually bring with us.
Yeah, we don't have a drum kit here. Let's play one with a drum kit.
Yeah, what about Rock's Rock?
Okay, yeah. We'll put Rocks Rock on. Okay, this is the Funky Mamas from the album Picking in the Garden. Remember, their CD release takes place next Saturday in the afternoon at the Ignatius Jesuit Center up on Highway 6 with shows at 1 and 3:30 p.m. So if you're heading to the farmer's market, you can have a leisurely lunch and end up at the Ignatius Jesuit Center for perhaps the second show if you don't manage the first one. Lots of fun. It is a fabulous CD, and I'm sure... great colors, great art, great guests, great music. And you also include the lyrics, I think, as well. Yes. It is an enhanced CD.
Yes, right.
As everything in life needs to be enhanced. Royal City Rag, we're enhanced.
Enhanced as much as possible.
That's good. This is Funky Mamas and Rocks Rock, and you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Walking along the Canadian Shield,
you see them on a hill, you see them on a field.
Everywhere you look, they're just sitting around,
minding their own business, not making a sound.
Rocks, rock, rocks, rock. Rocks can be big and rocks can be small.
You can even find them in a waterfall.
On the ground, up in space,
rocks are found all over the place. Rocks, rocks.
Rocks, rock,
bucket, rocks, in my bucket.
Rocks, rock, rocks, rock. If you find a rock and you really want to keep it,
you can pick it up and put it in your pocket.
Put them in the garden, they look nice with the plants.
Build them in a pile, make a home for the ants.
Some are steep,
some are old.
Some like it hot,
and some like it cold.
You find lots of sand at the bottom of the sea.
A million years later, it's sedimentary.
Rocks, rocks, sedimentary.
Rocks, rocks,
sedimentary.
Rocks, rocks,
sedimentary.
Rocks, rocks.
The penguins and seals.
In the olden days, we used them as wheels.
I'm pretty sure that if boulders could talk,
they would all agree and shout out.
Rocks, rocks.
That was the Funky Mamas rocking out on their new CD, Picking It in the Garden. And that's Rocks Rock. And amazingly, that is a song that you actually wrote yourselves.
Yeah, we wrote that.
Did you put your leathers on when you were recording this?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually we did.
We started writing it when we were up in the Arctic 2 summers ago. And if any of you have ever been to the Arctic, there are rocks everywhere.
It's rock land.
They don't have trees. They have rocks. So it kind of it inspired us. Yeah.
Lots of moss.
Yeah.
Our next one's like moss.
Yeah.
Moss somethings.
And icebergs. But yeah, no, every time I listen to that song, it makes me giggle, I have to say.
And you do invite people to take pictures of rocks and send them to you? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. We've been everywhere we go lately, we're seeing really nice rocks. So we're compiling our Rocks Rock video. So if anybody wants to be part of that, they could send us
one of their favorite rock pictures on Facebook
not
or
the
by
rock.
Email. Yeah. But yeah, the thing about this song, which I love, is that a lot of our rockin' musicians, yeah. friends, are That's on it right. too. And these are people that long time ago were doing rock concerts at the university. In fact, I think that's how some of them met in Room 103
that's
back
right.
in the day, yeah. rocking out. So.
At the folk night. That's right.
So, yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, that's good because, you know, that's the neat thing about music is nobody needs to stay in one place. You know, you can explore all of these different genres because I like to do that in my own musical experience is just to really get to.
Yeah, and that's what we like to do with the kids too, is show them all that there's all kinds of different music. You know, there's rock and roll, there's blues, there's jazz, there's folk.
There really isn't kids' music.
Not in our world, anyway.
Well, certainly when I'm trying to manage my own music collection, I do struggle with genres. It is my problem in life is to, do I put this in the rock genre, or should it be in the pop genre, or maybe it should be in the folk genre, or maybe it should be in them all. But it's like that whole issue about what world music is. Well, it's just music.
Exactly.
That's great.
No, that's great. Why don't we play another song? You're going to play live for us this time. What are you going to play?
Let's tell a little bit about Go Mama Earth.
Go Mama Earth.
Yeah.
That's great. I do want to put a plug in for a couple of events that are taking place next week while I remember. The first event I want to mention takes place on Monday evening, and that is the showing of Tapped, which is the movie about the bottled water industry. You may have heard about the controversy about that in Guelph, because it was going to be shown by the city, actually, as part of their water conservation days. But apparently, the good people at Nestle did not like the city showing Tapped. Uh-huh. They felt that it was biased and did not reflect the Canadian bottled water industry. Now, who knew that the Canadian bottled water industry was different from the one in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world? But apparently, according to Nestle, it is. And they wrote a rather heavy letter to the mayor of Guelph, Karen Farbridge, and unfortunately, the city decided not to show Tapped. Well, the good news is, folks, that Tapped will be shown on Monday evening at 7:15 p.m. at War Memorial Hall at the University of Guelph, and we want as many people as possible to come out and really show the good people at Nestle that we will not be basically discouraged from showing these movies and also expressing concerns about things like the bottled water industry that may not necessarily be in the best interests of the community. I know we all need a little bit of bottled water now and again, but it's not something we need to drink every day.
Yes. Yeah. And this song is really about the interconnectivity of our environment, right down to the drops of water and the trees and how everything is basically a closed loop. And how important it is to take care of that. So this is called Go Mama Earth.
Our Mother Earth go.
That's the Funky Mamas playing live on Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph, featuring Mama Georgia, Mama Tanis, Mama Chantal, and Mama Kate. And also something, you see, there's an instrument that I can play. But it's good. We're going to have to wrap this conversation up in about 5 minutes. We're going to have you play out one last song before we go. But I want to give you a chance just to talk about what's going to be happening for this wonderful CD release, because we've been talking about Picking the Garden, which is a great CD, and I actually will have to probably stand at the door at the CD release and make sure everybody actually has a copy when they leave, because seriously, I am not joking. It is an incredible CD, and everybody needs to take one home. It's going to be fabulous. But I'm going to let you talk a little bit about, you know, what people can expect when they turn up at the Ignatius Jesuit Center next Saturday for these two shows at 1 and 3:30 p.m. So kick it off. Tell us what we can get out of that.
So we've got we have a few sponsors who are helping us out for this particular event. Children's Art Factory will be there with some dress-up kind of fun costumey puppetry kind of stuff that the kids can play with. We've just invited the Guelph Youth Dance Training Program to come. They're going to do a little special show for us at the end of each of our sets, which is kind of fun.
Yes, and we also should mention that some of all the over two dozen guests that were on our CD are going to be there playing along.
Right.
And we have so many people on stage, I don't know how we're going to fit us all on
there. Yeah, we're going to need to do a flow chart.
We did that.
Oh, you did that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
We also have our the kids' choir that sang with us, too, is coming. So it's just going to be a raucous good time.
There'll be refreshments.
There will be community and spirit and energy and a whole lot of love in the room.
We'll have welcoming music.
That's right.
Gorgeous parents are going to come there in a jazz band, so they're going to come with along
and
with
just the play at the entrance. To the event.
So don't miss
that.
That'll
be cozy.
There's
and
a banjo
fun.
Player, banjo.
So is that grandmama and grandpapa George's parents?
My parents. Wow. My mom plays the banjo.
That's perfect. Wow. That's where you can stand. Pretend that you're playing the banjo.
So a little live music. Coming in too, so
and
it's all good.
We should mention that there is the busing option if you have to take a bus. I think the bus goes to Walmart. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then it's a not far to walk from there. I think that's the only bus option.
But it sounds like there needs to be a parade.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? Be so well, we encourage dress up, and if people want to bring their own instruments, and there's going to be lots of interactivity for people to talk to the mamas and all the other musicians there and to share their love of music, too. So,
And Ignatius is beautiful, so if you have a chance to just flutter around there when after or before the show,
prepare beautiful, for a hike or something.
Yeah, bring a snack and go for a hike and enjoy the day. Hopefully it won't be raining. We'll cross our fingers for that.
Well, it's wonderful because it is this very much this wonderful spiritual center that but that is really centered as well within the earth. It speaks to both the spiritual and the ecologic side, so it is a great place to do this. I'd also like to give you a chance to name check some of these other musicians that played on the CD and also will be there, just to give people an idea of who else is involved, because when I look at it, there is, you know, it's pretty much a who's who of a lot of people on the in the local scene.
Yeah, so we've got Jeff Bird, James Gordon, Tanis Sliman, help me out,
Sam Sino, Trevor Dick, Turkey Rhubarb, Bill Urban, Drew MacGyver, Andrew McPherson. It goes on and on. A lot of well-known, very talented musicians.
Shannon Kingsbury plays the harp.
Many of them will be on stage with us that day, as well as a bunch of kids, the kids' choir that helped us out on the CD. They'll be there too.
So it promises to be a fabulous day. Remember, that is Saturday in the afternoon. Shows at 1 and 3:30 p.m. at the Ignatius Jesuit Center. We have time for one more song before we need to let things go, and DJ Apostrophe will be up with A Dog's Breakfast very shortly on CFIU. What would you like to play?
This is a little traditional French-Canadian tune, good for a Saturday morning, a little maple sugar.
Yeah, perfect maple sugar.
Maple sugar.
One, two, a one.
Yeah!
from the tree. This one good juicy orange, as happy as can be.
La 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 la.
That was the Funky Mamas live on Royal City Rag today from Mama Georgia, Mama Tanis, Mama Chantal, and Mama Kate. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. I am going to go home.
You know, I interviewed Judith Yan from the Guelph Symphony Orchestra earlier today, and we were talking about how when you put music out there, all of the audience in a live performance, everybody gets to take a little piece home. And I'm going to take a huge piece of the Funky Mamas home with me today. Wonderful. I will definitely see you next weekend. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week for another Royal City Rag. Remember, coming up.